Executive Director of the West African Network for Peacebuilding, Emmanuel Bombandi, has lauded the security agencies for their sterling performance in 2013 despite challenges. He cited challenges of the presidential election petition, strikes and armed robbery scares as some of the challenges the police have been able to control. This, he noted, emanates from commitment of the executive arm of government in providing logistics. Mr. Bombandi spoke to Yaya Kwamwa.
I think 2013 will go down as a landmark year in which our security agencies demonstrated their capacity to be professional. Let's look very quickly at the context. They have to ensure that the environment leading to the Supreme Court verdict and immediately after the Supreme Court verdict was one in which the respect for the rule of law will be sustained at all times. And as you can imagine, there were quite a number of threats that attempted to undermine our peace and our security as a nation. And I think that this is one area we have to commend the security agencies. But don't also forget that whilst doing that, they have to ensure that crime, particularly violent crime, armed robbery, was kept at bay and completely minimized. And as you and I speak, we have a situation in which, leading up to Christmas, nobody is even worried about the security in terms of safety and personal protection. And this, for me, we must not forget that it is thanks to the police that we have this environment in which we are going about our day-to-day businesses the way we are doing it. And the very recent threat of child kidnappings, the nation in terms of the people, when I observed yesterday, following on social media and interviewing people, people felt reassured that the police were able to apprehend these two criminals, which basically really was, in my view, a new scare and a new fear and anxiety that was introduced in the kidnapping of children. They had to make sure that areas in which we had intercommunal violence, like in Konya and Alavanyo, was well maintained in terms of protecting lives and property, maintaining law and order. If you look against all this, I thought that in 2013, the police were able to raise up their standards and to demonstrate their professionalism. And we have seen that in the evidence of their visibility. But we must not forget that the police were supported by the type of policies that made it possible for them to be efficient. For example, their mobility, the capacity for them to be able to move and communicate. I think that has been tremendously enhanced. And so whilst we appreciate the police, let's not forget that we must give the credit also to where the credit is due. And that credit is the government that ensured that the police had what they needed to be efficient. So if I look at all this, I will say that in 2013, we should celebrate our police, but continue to encourage them that they should never let down their standard. And they must continue to rise up to the challenges, because the challenges are multiple, the threats are multiple.
Executive Director of ONEP, Emmanuel Bombandi. On the recent reported cases of kidnapping of children, Mr. Bombandi asked parents to be security conscious. He said they should not allow their children alone, especially at public gatherings.
Always talk about the capacity to have a good appreciation of your safety when you are moving, your good appreciation of your immediate environment, what is happening around you. Ghanaians are not good at that. So I would advocate that we should be able to be on the lookout. Now we have had situations about the churches, and the churches are a very vulnerable ground for such kidnappings to happen. So our church leaders should be able to work with their congregations and make it impossible for such people to be there and to apprehend people such as children, who should be the ones that we should all be protecting. And those safety measures are important to be able to ensure that we continue to guarantee security.
Kidnapping is not Ghanaian. These are new things some of us are hearing and seeing. It's never Ghanaian. So I believe strongly it's the oil palm where a lot of foreigners are here and they are practicing what they were doing at their place. And they are using our voice to front for them, which is very bad. So we have to condemn it.
It all boils down to unemployment. You see, there are a lot of frustrations in the system. People wish or spend a lot of money to get educated. They come out expecting that somebody will employ them. But the system is not so fair that they are completing. If you don't know somebody, you don't get employed. Despite your qualifications, you may have first class or something, you will not be employed. And people have to eat. People have to get, make ends meet. So how do they get all that? Yeah, so they have to try, they'll try looking for or exploring avenues that will let them also feel employed in their way.
It's a new trend coming up which has to be looked at very carefully. And my point here is that the media needs to screen all programs that they want to show on TV, especially those Nigerian movies that is trooping to our market. If they find out that, oh, I can kidnap and then make money out of it, why not? They'll definitely kidnap and then demand those huge amounts from people and parents. Let your kids not talk to strangers. And I'm so surprised that it's happening in the churches, because if you drop a child at children's service, make sure that you are the same person picking up your child from the children's service. But then I also want to advise the children's service teachers to put measures in place that if somebody is picking up a child, you should know the person.
Those are views of a cross-section of the public on recent child trafficking, kidnapping in churches.